I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to 7 disturbing chronicle stories of scary, paranormal, and horror tales. The thought of going to any prison is horrifying enough to deter most people from ever stepping on the wrong side of the law. Being deprived of your freedom, unable to see loved ones, and damaging any chance of making a good life for yourself, not to mention running the risk of being assaulted or even killed by the most violent criminals that dwell within their walls, are reason enough to rightly fear being caged within their walls. However, there are some prisons in the world today that make prisons in the United States look like a holiday retreat. I count out the top 5 prisons that will make you think twice about ever committing a violent crime. This prison ranks at number 5 and brings fear in Russia's most violent criminals. This prison is known around the world as one of the worst on the planet and brings fear in some of the most vile criminals in Russian history. So you can only imagine what ranks at number 1. Black Dolphin Prison, Russia. In a country known for having a brutally tough prison system, you know a prison is bad when it gets a reputation for being the worst in Russia. Black Dolphin Prison is located near the border of Kazakhstan and houses the most dangerous and hardened criminals from all over Russia, including terrorists, pedophiles, and cannibals. When prisoners get there, they are blindfolded and bent over in a stress position with their hands handcuffed behind their backs. This keeps them in complete control of the guards and also prevents them from mapping out the prison to reduce the possibility of escape. There has never been an escape from Black Dolphin. Inmates are kept in a cell behind 3 sets of steel doors, and usually 2 prisoners will share one meager 50 square foot cell. The inmates are under constant CCTV observation and are visually checked every 15 minutes by guard. These prisoners get up at 6 a.m. and they are unable to sit or rest on their bunk until it's time to sleep again. They are afforded no time to socialize and only get a brief bout of exercise or a session of pacing back and forth. They are on a diet of soup and bread, and there is no cafeteria. Meals are always eaten inside their cells. These inmates are forced to sleep with a bright light shining overhead, and they are not allowed to cover their faces. Under these harsh conditions, these prisoners eventually break down, and all hope dies. They become more like robots than men, and eventually accept that the only way out of Black Dolphin is by way of its cemetery. Number 4, La Sabaneta Prison, Venezuela. Venezuela has some of the most violent, lawless prisons in the world. La Sabaneta is one of the worst and contains over 4,000 inmates crammed inside a facility designed to only hold 800. Overcrowding, a lack of funds, and chronic understaffing has left this prison a hell on earth, under the control of gangs ready to kill you. A part of the daily routine here, besides eating and sleeping, is also stabbings. Rape and even beheadings are a regular occurrence. There is just one guard per 150 inmates, so enforcing any kind of order is next to impossible. The only law here is gang law. During a riot, police killed over 100 inmates and confiscated automatic weapons, knives, and grenades. The weak are eaten up and spit out. Life in these walls is the ultimate test of survival, an and new inmates must be prepared to protect themselves by any means necessary, or they become prey for rape or even be killed. Those who are too weak to protect themselves have no choice but to seek protection at the cost of becoming a sex slave, with extra duties on the side, like cooking and cleaning. Basic facilities are not provided, so you can forget about proper sanitation. Plastic bags serve as toilets, and inmates wash in shared water. We all know that drinking water is a must, but if you do it here, know that it's infested with parasites and bacteria. AIDS, cholera, and every other infectious disease runs rampant through this prison, with one recent outbreak of cholera wiping out 700 prisoners. Two meals are provided if they're lucky. This is one prison where having a cell is considered an absolute luxury. If you're not a gang leader, forget about medical care or getting your own cell. The rest of these unfortunate souls are sleeping in crammed hammocks, which line the narrow corridors. This prison is nothing short of a nightmarish post-apocalyptic movie. If you end up here, say your prayers. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, Gladany Prison in the country of Georgia is at number 3 for a damn good reason. In most places, you have to worry about the prisoners committing the violence, but not here. The prison guards are the ones carrying out assaults, rapes, and tortures. Inmates are completely defenseless and at the mercy of guards that are supposed to be protecting them. But instead, they have the power of gods within its walls and often put those powers to use without an ounce of impunity. The horrors going on in this prison became public knowledge in 2012 when a video was leaked containing scenes of a guard on inmate assault, torture, and eventual rape. In one scene, a prisoner is shown being sexually assaulted with a broom handle, while others are being shown beaten and tortured. And you don't have to do anything special to get these punishments. You'll get them for no reason at all. And as usual, in these literal cesspools, overcrowding, unsanitary conditions, and poor medical care are normal, but they pale in comparison to the reign of terror and sexual abuse that guards indulge in. What makes this situation even more disturbing is that inmates are petty criminals and thieves, with an acquittal rate of 0.1. Almost never. So you can almost certainly assume there are many innocent men behind these bars enduring an unspeakable horror. Standing at number 2, Muhanga Prison, Rwanda. Muhanga is the most overcrowded prison on earth, containing 7,000 inmates crammed into a facility only designed for 400. The country of Rwanda, where 500,000 people were slaughtered in genocide, prison conditions are not at the forefront of many citizens' minds, especially when many of the prisoners there actively took part in that genocide. Within the prison, each man has no more than half a square yard of space. You heard me. Barely enough to turn around. Many have no choice but to stand up all day long. They must sleep huddled together wherever they can. Most of the inmates spend time outside in the courtyard because indoor space is highly sought after. There is next to no sanitation at all, and the floor is covered in raw sewage. Many of the inmates have their feet, legs, and toes amputated due to infections from standing on the filthy floors for long periods of time. In fact, overcrowding is so severe, inmates die from suffocation and disease. And at the height of overcrowding in the 90s, this place saw multiple deaths every day. When prisoners get sick here, they are left to die, and many suffer horrific wounds, such as rotting flesh and bites from other prisoners. And like all the others, this prison has more than its fair share of violence, murder, and rape. AIDS among prisoners here is as common as colds, killing many along with other infectious diseases. Recovering from any illness is further compromised by the mere one meal a day. Conditions were slightly improved, but it's still one of the worst prisons on the planet. Some people would say hell came early for these prisoners who participated in genocide, because even laying down is considered a luxury. Most of them await death, but prison just goes to show some things are worse than death. When death finally comes, it will at least be an escape from that hell on earth known as Mahunga. And now, number one. This place is in a country where its dictator has been known to threaten the entire world with nuclear war. It's known as Camp 22. God help you if you get sent here. They are bent on making you wish you were never born. Located in North Korea, it's nothing short of a concentration camp. It is totally cut off from the outside world, and all inmates here are sentenced to lifelong detention. The camp is huge. There is no other prison that rivals the vastness of this place. It's 87 square miles. It houses some estimated 50,000 prisoners that are surrounded by heavily armed guards and electric fences everywhere. And the only thing you have to do to book your lifelong stay is criticize the Korean government, all of whom will stay there until they die. And what's even more disturbing is it gives you pause to think about one of these places existing on Earth. How about 30? North Korea has more than 30 of these places in their country. At Camp 22, they turn once healthy human beings into skeletal figures covered in rags. That's because you're only given 6 ounces of corn twice a day. And to get more, you have to hunt rats and snakes. It goes without saying that many prisoners die of starvation each year. 2,000 a year, last count. Many are children. All of them are expected to work. Slave labor doesn't even begin to describe it. Carrying out physical hard work with primitive tools. Medical care, you get none. You get sick, you are quarantined and left to die. Not surprising, the guards that deal with prisoners are extremely brutal. Beatings are a routine, and these guards look at inmates as subhuman slaves. These guards have the power of life and death over their inmates and are allowed to kill you simply for disobeying their orders. If you're sent here, you're guaranteed to get raped. Punishment is given for the smallest of infractions, such as not bowing for the guards quickly or deeply enough. Or maybe they just don't like how you look that day. And then there's no surprise that there are reports of human experimentation taking place here. Due to the secretive nature that the North Korean society is known for, the true horrors unfolding there may never be fully known. Going to prison is never a joke. If you dump a large number of violent criminals together and offer them no hope and no future, you are bound to have some serious problems. Life behind bars can often be just as brutal as life on the outside, and for some offenders, even more so. On top of vicious inmates and sadistic guards, prisoners also face problems of overcrowding, poor hygiene, and no sanitation. So you can rest assured, being sentenced to any of these prisons will be worse than your worst nightmare. Thank you for listening to this edition of 7. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode. I am your host, K-Town, and I'll see you next time on 7.